Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay and Beth Habhager, and we are joined right now by our great friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Paul's back with us. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah, staying warm okay out there this morning.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
We can see blue sky.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to complain about the temperatures because it is so clear and beautiful out there right now. But I don't want to go out there, Paul. I don't want to go out there at all. I'm not going to stay in the building all day today, I think. What has Mother Nature got in store for us to kick off this week?
Yeah, certainly enjoying the sunshine we'll get as a result of this cold, dry air mass over us this week. But definitely going to be that bitter chill that's also going to be encountered with the sunshine today. Highs at about 1 above northwest wind, 5 to 15. Wind chill advisory till noon yet for us, and could see a few more of these issued a little bit on and off as the week goes on. Tonight's lows at about 11 below, clear skies, and then Tuesday, sunshine at about 11 above. Southwest wind 10 to 15. 2 above Tuesday night, mix of clouds and sun Wednesday, 22. 8 above Wednesday night. Partly sunny for Thursday, highs edging up to about 19, and back to some more bitter temps Thursday night, 10 below, with clear skies, some sun Friday, 9 above, and temperatures in the upper 20s for the weekend, still on a quiet trend at that point with some of those warmer temps as we get into the extended outlook a little bit more. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. Thank you so much. We'll catch up again tomorrow. Have a good one.
You bet, and you guys too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Big thank you to them for joining us. Although we have been dealing with some really cold temps the last couple of weeks, we're still, as Paul was telling you there, still above average, which is weird to think of. But even with these colder temperatures, it usually is a little colder out there and everything.
Well, it's hard to know that since we've had such fluctuation where it's been so warm and then back down to the cold. It feels colder then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have in my mind the winter that it was did not get above zero for an air temperature in the month of January. So we can take a couple of days.
We're going to have some fun this hour, of course. In just a little bit, we will do some celebrating with our great friends at Misty's Menu, with the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. And some other fun topics to get through the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with the Kitchens Open, a Melissa and Beth's cooking show. Looking forward to that. But we're going to start this hour off talking a little food as well.
Okay.
And it actually, it involves two different topics to me. Like, we're going to talk... grocery prices are hit our families hard. So maybe you're not able to do some of the shopping that you normally do and a lot of those kind of things. And people have been adjusting a lot of that. People have been sharing there's a new trend called poverty meals. That stuff from when you were younger or a poor college student, but they're tossing back into the rotation to save a little money. I just want to take a quick second. And I'm one of the first people that will kind of get tired of PCism and wokeism. Mm-hmm. It, only because as somebody who has dealt with a lot of this stuff throughout my life, I worry you got to choose your battles wisely in this world. And if you get bent out of shape over every single thing, then what does it mean when we actually do have something to get excited about?
Right.
If I call everybody, hey, you're a Nazi, you're a Nazi, you're a Nazi. Well, when I actually deal with Nazis, nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to believe me. I mean, it's the tone of it. It's no different than the word love. You use love every, I love this, I love that, I love that. Well, how much does it mean if I tell my significant other I love her then?
Right.
I mean, you know, if I love lamp, then, wait a minute, you love me as much as lamp? Words matter. The terms matter and stuff. And to just throw the word poverty around loosely, even if you are not in poverty, you should not be throwing that term around and calling yourself that. You're hurting the cause. You are hurting what we're trying to do as far as helping people get on their feet. I don't like throwing these terms around. Am I a little sensitive to it growing up as a poor person? Yeah, darn right I am.
It's more of a saver's meal because you're trying to save money and still have a decent meal.
They're also making it hippish. Like the way that they're talking about, like there's some kind of this is something that I dealt with a lot as a kid, especially in the 90s, where you had this rise of hip-hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you had white suburban kids that thought it was cool to talk or act quote-unquote gangster.
Mm.
First off, never met a real gangster that talked like that or did any of those things. And I met some damn gangsters in my day.
Right.
And then they acted like that or did anything like that or anything. But it also... It brought down the actual, like, what was actually happening in inner cities and those mm-hmm. things, and takes away from the actual meanings of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I get that off my chest. It's bugging me a little bit about the terminology that they're using with this stuff. And I'm the first person to say, hey, we can't get bent out of shape about everything. You know, I think there's a big – I've talked to many, many people under the rainbow flag about this, where when it comes to terminology and getting pronouns wrong. I see a lot more forgiveness from that side mm-hmm. than I do see forgiveness to them.
Right.
Where if I get a pronoun wrong, most times they will correct me and it'll be a joke or something like that. And we laugh about it or we just mm-hmm. keep moving. And I learn something and they feel better. They feel seen.
Right.
But that for everything like that, there is the person that if you get it wrong and they want to go make a social media post about it and they want to do this and this and this. And look, I get it. You want to get on your soapbox. Trust me, I know what that's like. I literally carry a soapbox with me everywhere. But you know what? I wait to use that soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to give me opportunities to.
Yeah.
I don't have to search for them. I don't have to look for woke moments or moments like that. They're going to happen. Just choose your battles wisely is all I'm saying. And the terminology we use with these things, the way we just throw these words around. If a bunch of kids are growing up, poverty meals are fun. Poverty's fun. Yeah, I'm sorry. That stuff, Matt, it adds up. Poverty meals is what they're talking about here. Let's just say meals for when you ain't got nothing in your pocket. If you are basically an American citizen right now
mm-hmm.
who is not in the top 1% and you're having to watch your wallet, which is basically all of us, because that's the other mm-hmm. part of this too. The poverty meals, like maybe back when we were kids, this would apply to people with lower income and those kind of things. Isn't that all of us now?
Yeah.
I mean, other than the top 1% or whatever, isn't everybody middle class now? And you're the middle class or you're hurting even worse than that. But there's really no like in between right there. So I guess this can apply to a lot of us out there. Here are some of the highlights as far as the top meals people are considering and buying more of. Number one on the list, instant noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Noodles are a big one.
Right. Ramen.
Mm-hmm.
Noodles are easy.
Yep.
I was sad to learn, though, that most ramen noodles have dairy in the seasoning packet.
Yeah. I wondered about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two is ramen. Yeah. Number three, Kraft boxed mac and cheese, maybe with some sliced hot dogs mixed in mm-hmm. if you got the extra budget. grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, yes. A staple. Mm-hmm. Good comfort food.
So good.
Easy
so
go-to. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Lentil rice casserole.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Very cheap.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lentils mm-hmm. and rice are also cheap foods and good for you.
Yeah, and you can make a lentil meatloaf as well, a lentil loaf.
Mm-hmm.
One of my parents' favorites I know growing up, egg drop soup.
Ah.
I made that last night.
That
I couldn't believe how easy it was.
And don't you have to have an egg to make egg drop soup?
Mm. You do.
And those are kind of expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised that's on the list.
Well, they're coming back down a little bit, but yeah, they were really pricey for quite some time there.
This says, quote, a bouillon base, green onion, and any veggie you have, and beaten eggs poured in.
Hmm.
I guess I've never realized how it's made.
Traditional egg drop soup doesn't have any vegetables in it at all. It's just broth, a little bit of soy sauce, and egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ha! I knew that. I was right, everybody.
Good.
I didn't want to. I wasn't brave enough to say it, but I did. Oh, that was good. That's interesting, Melissa. Pasta with white cottage cheese and caramelized onion, topped with butter and salt.
Hmm. I've never heard of that one before. No. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that I know look at cottage cheese as a diet food.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Long to eat it. I can't.
Yeah. I know that a go-to for us growing up was buttered noodles. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of some butter, and I almost said little. And there was never a little amount of butter used. It was always a plethora of butter used, and a bunch of noodles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Condiment sandwiches, mayo on toast, or mustard on toast, or ketchup on white bread.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
I have seen my poor sister try so hard to put either, she tried this twice. Tried it with Tang or whatever, the powder, the orange powder.
Yeah.
Put it in a sandwich, took a bite, all fell out. Next time she tried it with the quick, chocolate milk mixing stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was smart. She liked the bottom. Like she snapped, but she didn't do the sides.
Oh, no.
So it came out the sides.
The trick is to add a little bit of butter.
Yep. There you go. Yeah.
Stick to it then.
Yep.
I mentioned this last week, actually. My buddy Craig, growing up, he would take peanut butter and ketchup, put it in a bowl, mix it up, and eat it.
Ew.
One of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. Yes, yes. I would rather see somebody eat head cheese, even though I don't know what that is. it was god-awful. I couldn't understand him doing it.
Well, and it's interesting because growing up, one of my favorite sides at school were butter sandwiches. It was just white bread with butter in between, and they were people would fight for seconds and thirds of those.
Awesome. I always liked pepperoni sandwiches. I would make grab a bunch of slices of pepperoni, and especially if you had like a good French loaf bread or something like that. Oh, so good. Mm. Yes. Cereal or oatmeal? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting. Cereal sales have skyrocketed.
Yeah.
So we're actually seeing some certain cereals going lower in prices. Oatmeal, I believe, has gone down in price because of the influx of buying.
Right. That's good because it was up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know if it's happened already or they're talking about, because I read that over the weekend. So maybe it's something that's going to be happening in the next coming months. I'm not sure. Cheese, quesadilla.
Yep.
So
that's
easy.
An easy one.
Yeah.
So easy. Yeah, whatever your favorite. And I don't know if I would think that everybody understands this, but I mean, whatever cheeses you like, you can use for that.
Mm-hmm.
You got a nice tortilla, nice pita bread or something like that. Roll it in there. Boom, done.
Yep.
So I like to heat them in the microwave for 10 seconds. But that was one of my, especially if I was watching my brother and sister, that was a go-to. Like, what do you guys want to eat? Mom and dad had us, they wanted us to make this, but what do you want?
What are you going to eat?
Yes, right. Yes.
We like to do it on stovetop in a frying pan.
Good way to do it.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, then you could get some different oils involved
and then
everything.
And it's a little bit crispier.
Yes. Yep. Everything's better on an oven.
Yeah.
Everything. I got nothing against microwaves. They're great. But there are very few things I've ever pulled out of a microwave. And be like, I'm so glad I microwaved this.
Right.
So,
except for marshmallows.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
I love Hamburger Helper. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Usually affordable, too.
Yep.
You know, certainly it doesn't come with the ground beef, of course. But.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, that reminded me. one of my best friends, he has his first apartment. And he loves Hamburger Helper.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the store and he buys some and he comes home and he calls me up like an hour or two after all this and everything. It doesn't come with hamburger. And he was furious that it doesn't say on the box that Hamburger Helper does not include hamburger meat. Like, you realize you're the only person in human history who has thought that, right? I mean, nobody in history has ever grabbed a Hamburger Helper thinking that it came with
shelf.
Hamburger. Yep. Thank you, Melissa.
Yep.
Off the shelf where there is no freezing or anything. Even if it did come with meat, you don't want that meat.
Exactly.
It'd be dehydrated.
Yeah. You know?
He was so, you would think nothing bad had ever happened to him, and this was the only bad thing. The way he was so, offended and hurt by this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't even that he was, mad as much as, hurt.
Yeah.
he had found out something that he had always believed was real was unreal. Like, basically,
oh, no.
That's what it was for him. You're 20, man. You're 20 years old. What happened?
It's time to figure it out.
A privileged life. Tostino's pizza rolls.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're not just for teenagers.
Nope.
Nope. They will burn everybody's mouth.
Yes, they will.
Perfect response. Everybody immediately, their tongue went to the roof of their mouth immediately as soon as I said that. Some of them are still healing.
Yeah.
Some of them. Red beans and rice.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
They also say chili and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Lasagna.
Yes.
Lasagna, actually a sneaky cheap meal.
Hmm.
I think it, you know, certainly depending on the way you make it and the different
right.
thing.
If you don't add meat.
Lasagna, I feel like is similar to Monopoly. Like everybody's got their own rules.
Well, yeah. Do you use ricotta? Do you use cottage cheese? You know, what kind of sauce? Is it a cream sauce? Mm-hmm. Is it a red sauce? How much?
What
you know?
Kind of cheese?
Exactly.
But if you get a good lasagna, mm-hmm. man, you're going to that person all the time. hey, you're making that lasagna again this year? Yeah. And glop. That is, quote, cream of mushroom soup, sliced green onion, cooked rice, and Lowry's garlic salt. Sometimes shredded chicken added in. They say their mom called it glop because of how it plops onto the plate. I think we basically like a Midwest gumbo in mm-hmm. many ways.
It's the basis for any casserole yep. dish you want to make.
It's a go-to.
Yeah. And if it's not rice, it's noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think you don't know how to cook, if you were born in the Midwest, you can make a casserole.
Yep.
Like I have no doubt in my mind that we are just instinctively, like, it's in our DNA here in the to be able to make a casserole or something.
Yeah.
We will take a break, but we're going to talk more food starting the 9 o'clock hour. Beth and Melissa have the kitchens open. That segment coming up for you in just a little bit. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. We'll take a break for now, and we'll come back and celebrate you with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday, baby.
It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating with all of you, and we encourage you to check out Misty's Menu. Now, we do actually have some information about Misty's real quick. Beth, what do you got over
there? This was posted just 9 hours ago. Misty's Menu will be closed every Wednesday and Thursday during the month of February and the first 3 weeks of March. We will be closed February 25th to March 5th. We will resume our normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. We thank you all for your understanding and continued patronage.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And we'll be sure to make sure to mention that in this segment going forward whenever we can to make sure to get that. Keep everybody informed mm-hmm. so you know when Misty's is open because we want to be able to get you over there and celebrate. And especially if you're celebrating a birthday and you can get over there and celebrate with one of Brian's pies. Get free slice of one of Brian's pies and stuff. So.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. We say a good morning to all of our friends at Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. I have two possible qualifiers here. Beth, I need a one or a two?
Two.
That gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Sarah Rochelle.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Have a great one, Sarah. We hope it's a good day for mm-hmm. you. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Patsy St. Martin.
Happy birthday, Patsy. Congratulations.
That's a great name. That's a good mm-hmm. name. Patsy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for
you. Yeah.
And we want to encourage everybody to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrate with us. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Go ahead and like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way. Get them to us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Kid Cudi is 39. Rapper and actor. He's done a good job with both. He's an interesting guy, too. Very talented. Very talented guy. Wilmer Fernando Lamas Valderrama, 43 years old for him.
Oh, my goodness. Fez.
Yes, Fez on that 70s show. Nick Torres on NCIS. I didn't realize he had another gig.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's done some other acting, but I didn't know, like independent films and stuff. I didn't know he had a recurring gig on NCIS. That's good. Good for him. Nice, nice. Hmm. Get some work, man. Right on. That's a great name, too, by the way. Not easy when you play a character like that to break type.
Right.
So anytime you see an actor like, to me, whether I like him or not, whether mm-hmm. I think he's talented or not, I'm happy to see an actor like that finding other projects.
And I think he does a lot of voice work as well.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I knew there was something else I was missing. Well, here's a blast from the past. Andy Milonakis is 47.
Okay.
He's 46, and he was like a big like MTV like when he was a teenager.
Oh, okay.
The Andy Milonakis show or whatever, and like it was one of those earlier like kind of shows, the fringe shows that had a bit of a following and stuff, and he had a moment in the sun there. Mm. Mm-hmm. The great Christian Bale is 49
yes.
today. Got a lot of anger issues, Christian. There's been a lot of documentation mm-hmm. about that of him on set. Apparently, he has been learning to be better.
Good.
You know, from what we heard from like the most recent Thor movie that he was mm-hmm. in. But for many people, as weird as it may be to, for some people, he is, you know, Batman for a lot of people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He is also the guy who visited victims of the Dark Knight Rises shooting in Aurora, Colorado. He flew a four-year-old cancer patient and his family to Disneyland to spend the day with his own family.
Wow.
And placed a 9-minute call to an 8-year-old leukemia patient. Christian Bale has actually donned the cape mm-hmm. to go to cancer wards.
Mm.
He's done a lot of that stuff. And you know, what you hear about him is the stuff that he, when he's a jerk on set.
Right.
You don't hear those stories, though.
Right.
And you need both, because both should be documented. Yeah, you shouldn't right. treat mm-hmm. people like a jerk on set. Nobody should do that. Mm-hmm. Nobody deserves to be a diva, no matter how talented you are. And also should be mentioned, this guy goes way above and beyond that is what is asked of him by society to try to help kids and be right. there for people.
Well, and he's a child actor, a former
yeah,
child actor
that's
as
right.
well.
Is he Newsies or something?
He like was. Yeah, okay. He was yeah. the original movie back in 1992. Mm. one of my favorite parts of that movie. But he also was in a more independent movie when he was only like 8 years old.
Mm.
And yeah. But has really made a name for himself since then.
He's good. Mm-hmm. Right? He is dang good. We focus on Heath Ledger in the Dark Knight Rises, but Christian Bale, it's just not the same. You put any other Batman in there.
Right.
Like all the actors mm-hmm. that have played, Val Kilmer is my favorite Batman. Michael Keaton is everybody's favorite Batman,
mm-hmm.
and rightfully so. Outside of, if it's not you know, TV Batman and everything, so. Everybody, there's yeah. no wrong answer here outside of George Clooney.
Right.
There's no wrong answer. No, I'm joking. I like George Clooney. Actually, I love George Clooney. I just didn't think he was a good Batman, but I think he's a great actor. Christian Bale knocked it out yep. the park in that role. And if you are looking for a Christian Bale role that is not a very popular movie, but in a very, very hard movie to watch, The Machinist.
Mm.
Some of the greatest acting I've ever seen in my life in that
yep.
movie. And he almost died filming it because he kept
wow.
losing weight to play it. He played in this, a guy with suffering with insomnia and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, he's very much a method actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little too method, if you ask me. I love his work, and I love what he does, but even I'm like sometimes like, hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Butler, 65 today. Grace Under Fire.
Oh, yeah. I loved that show.
Great longtime stand-up comedian as
mm-hmm.
well. The great Charles S. Dutton, Dylan in Alien 3. He was in The Groundskeeper and Rudy, but most of us know him from the 90s sitcom Rock.
Okay.
Oh, great actor, Charles S. Dutton. Phil Collins is 72 today.
Wow.
In the Air Tonight, Against All Odds, Another Day mm-hmm. in Paradise, Easy Lover, you mm-hmm. know, just a ton of hits for that man. And that's not even talking about the Tarzan song or,
right.
You
know,
in My Heart.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Multiple bands,
mm-hmm.
Phil Collins did. Also, one of the guys that proved that the drummer can be the singer.
Yes.
While drumming.
Yes.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
We were just saying about Christian Bale and his diva tendencies. Phil Collins saw that and said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
My God, that man has got some horror stories as
oh,
far
really?
As his ego and all that. Oh, yeah, big time. But, mm-hmm. Can you separate the two things? Can
mm-hmm.
you separate that from the man's talent? Because I don't think anybody could, with a straight face, say that Phil Collins is not incredibly talented.
Right.
Great drummer, songwriter, all that stuff. Yeah. Let's see here. Vanessa Redgrave is 86.
Wow.
She is the... She's this late Natasha Richardson. She was mm-hmm. related to her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was a big actress back in the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a lot of.
I was trying to think of the movie,
work.
Some of the movies she was
yeah.
in, though. I remember her work. I just couldn't think
yeah.
of it. And I got
to
be.
Letters to Juliet, Georgetown. She was in Camelot.
That's she was
it.
In
Called
Camelot.
The Midwife.
Yeah. I apologize because I do apologize because I wanted to give her flowers and I was looking at the next name on the list and got sidetracked. In my defense, 93 years young today for Gene Hackman.
Wow.
One of the greatest ever.
Yes.
And the most underrated actors of all time. One of the greatest actors of all time. Mm-hmm. Also, the blind guy in Young Frankenstein. And never gets credit for that. Never gets credit. Oh, yeah. Enemy of the State. Absolute Power. Get Shorty. Crimson Tide. Wyatt Earp. The mm-hmm. Firm. Unforgiven. No Way Out. Mississippi Burning. Hoosiers. The Poseidon Adventure. The Royal Tenenbaums. The French Connection. Maybe his greatest.
Wow.
Like all these things. But mm-hmm. nobody ever mentions that he's the blind guy in Young Frankenstein. I love Gene Hackman.
Yes.
It would actually hurt my heart if I met Gene Hackman and he turned into it. He was a jerk or something. Because
yeah.
I just love that man and his work so much. Mm-hmm. Such a talented actor. I'm a young kid watching The French Connection because my papa loves that movie. I'm like, who's this curlier haired guy? Who's this guy right here? Mm-hmm. I like the way Gene Hackman, man. Like, I've been a fan ever since. Such a good actor. And let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like the great Dick Martin from Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
Wow.
Born on this day. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born on this day, our 32nd president.
Yes.
Elected to office 4 times.
Wow.
FDR, of course, famously struggled with polio.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the guy in the dime. And, of course, one of the more famous quotes in history, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mm-hmm.
We can keep going. There's a lot that Mr. Roosevelt accomplished in his life. And Payne Stewart, born on this day in 1957, passed away in 1999, sharp-dressed golfer. A very good golfer for a long time. And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Sarah Rochelle.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Patsy St. Martin.
Happy birthday, Patsy.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
And, yes. Enjoy your... And if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Sit back, take a listen to Melissa's news, and then head on over to Misty's and treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Ah, oh, that beat.
Yeah.
I'm 7 again. I'm 7. Chasing my dad around, probably. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. Got some fun stuff to take us to the top of the hour. I'm going to get to. Right now, this is an interesting one. If you're wondering if kids are learning enough about money, just ask them if they think it's, quote, financially responsible to remain on their parents' cell phone plan or to not get out of the dang basement. In a new survey, 85% of adults of all ages see themselves as, quote, financially responsible when it comes to things like credit scores or savings. But 50% say that they struggle with unnecessary spending or unbudgeted expense. And 40% struggle to remember to pay bills on time. And if they aren't even they aren't even paying all their own bills. 35% of all adults admit that their parents are paying or contributing to, quote, at least one of their bills. 19% of them say that their parents help cover their rent. Another 19% say that they chip in for groceries. And 16% say that they help with utilities. They didn't break it down by age, but naturally they blame probably skews more towards younger adults. 24% of millennials say that their parents cover their rent. Roughly, millennials are between the ages of 26 and 41. And it's surely, and many people say that it was more, it is likely that it is even higher with Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, a lot of pointing fingers that goes on with these topics, as everything does, because we can't, of course, just talk about things anymore. We have to have somebody to blame,
right,
or it's got to be somebody's fault, or this or that, or what have you. When we don't do, and we wonder why we still have these problems. I'm sorry, but the answers to most of these are not simple, and they're not just one thing. And it's not just one point, one direction to point the finger. Like most of our moms used to say to us as kids, you point a finger, you got 3 more pointing right back at you.
Yep.
And so really, when it comes to this topic, Is there maybe some of the younger generation that has not learned or been taught how to use their money properly? Or maybe they were taught in some cases and still didn't, just didn't hammer home? Yeah, that's probably true. There's probably some of that there. Is there other factors involved? Like, oh, I don't know, that we haven't really adjusted minimum wage since we were children.
Yeah.
It's seven. The minimum wage in Wisconsin is seven something.
Mm-hmm. $7.25.
Yeah. That's insane. When I first started working in this state, it was that basically.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. And you have plenty of people out there on both sides of the aisle that will tell you this or that. Quit letting them dictate these things.
Right.
It is our choice. Do you think minimum wage should be higher? Then vote for people who believe the same thing. It's not rocket science. This is not difficult to figure out here. If you are tired of, you're sick and tired of, I don't want to help these people. I don't want to help these people. I'm tired of my taxes going to this, this, and this. You're tired of that. Quit allowing people to go in who are not helping people in those situations. If you've got people out there that are telling you, you know what's really going to save society? I'll tell you what it is. Those people that are getting, food stamps or something, we should drug test them. We should definitely drug test them. Nobody talking about where the money to pay for these tests is going to come. You know how much it costs to do a drug test? Over $300.
Like, wow.
Where is that coming from? All these horrible people that are using food stamps and they're able to be druggies and all this and be lazy and stuff. I never met a person in my life that is used food stamps, one, and does it because they want to. Mm-hmm. They want to feed their family.
Right.
And two, that is sitting back all day high and not working. What do you think poor people do, man? Like, spend a little bit of time in the projects with us. Just come on down for a little while and see how we live our lives. Because every second of your life is trying to figure out how to survive. Mm-hmm. How am I going to keep the heat on this time of year? How am I going to make sure my kids are fed? How am I going to get shoes on my kids? My child is out of socks. How am I going to get socks? Like, et cetera, et cetera. What time do I have to go sit back and being high all day or being lazy or any of this? Do I think that none of that exists? Obviously not. There is going to be a tiny percentage of people like that out there. That tiny percentage is what a lot of lawmakers and a lot of people like to point at and say, that's the problem with society. These lazy people, these people right there. Meanwhile, the rich get fatter and richer, and we're talking about giving them more tax breaks because of this idea of trickle-down economics, which hasn't been a thing since the 50s.
It's never worked.
It's never worked.
Nope.
If you want proof of that, let me show you American history. because they've been telling us this since the 40s and 50s, and it's never happened. It's never worked. It just doesn't make sense.
If there's absolutely no way that working a minimum wage job, even working for $10 an hour, that you can afford to pay for your rent, for your car payment, for your groceries, all of the things that you need to live, you cannot do it on a 40-hour a week job. If minimum wage had kept pace with the increases in productivity over the last 50 years, it'd be $26 an hour now.
Wow.
$26 an hour would be the minimum wage.
It needs to be more than what it is. Just the whole reasoning behind it, and then the part of what gets me, and this is because of my background, they stand there and they claim to be Christian and want to care. Well, one of the biggest things that Christ said was to help the needy. To lift up those that were downtrodden and on the margins. And what you're doing is contributing to the problem rather than helping to lift up others.
I'm not a TikToker, but a student sent me a video of this preacher who was talking about what it's like to be a Christian in today's society and the idea that you were you're being persecuted or what have you. And he was talking about American Christians and the idea of persecution for if you're an American. And then he started talking about what it's like if you're a Christian in China, if you're a Christian in Ghana, these other countries and what actual persecution really is and stuff.
Right.
The perspective that I think could be so beneficial to certain people in society to just take a moment, put yourself in those shoes and really understand, have some perspective and okay, I think it's rough, but it ain't nearly as bad as it could be. Like the idea of, well, I, it can't be that bad making minimum wage. It can't be that rough. Like, I can get by. I can do the whatever or any of this stuff or that kind of thing. And the idea of picking on any generation for getting help from your parents is beyond ridiculous. Our generations have no idea what it's like to get a house handed down to them or mm-hmm. something like that. But that's how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Back when, I don't know, like minimum wage actually made sense with what it was and everything like that. And yeah, you could have things like that. You had a better economy, you had healthier things, and you had a better working society. Because I do think there is something, though, too, also about people wanting to get a paycheck for nothing. There mm-hmm. is plenty of people out there like that. I'm not saying that that doesn't exist.
Right.
But most of the time, that person is not the typical, quote unquote, what you're picturing in your head of a poor person. It's not usually that person.
It's the exception rather than the rule.
Yes.
And we're trying to use the exception as the generality. And that happens in all areas of our lives.
I'll be the first to admit that it frustrates me with certain people, because it's not just young people, but there's plenty of people in my generation, other generations before mm-hmm. me I've met, that want to get a paycheck for nothing. And that frustrates me. I completely mm-hmm. get that. I'm not saying that there aren't lazy people out there. But I think the people that you're thinking of are not the people that are actually, you know, the culprits of
right.
that.
Well, it just feels like the cards are stacked against you, though, when you can't, when it's really hard to get a job that you can afford rent.
Mm-hmm.
$17 per hour is what renters in Wisconsin need to be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment without overstretching their budgets. $17 an hour. There's not a ton of places that pay that amount of money.
Hmm.
No.
Hmm.
And the complaint is that nobody wants to work. Well, yeah, we want to work, but we want to work to be able to survive.
So we want to work a job that doesn't require you to work 60 to 80 hours in a week just to be able to afford to live.
Mm-hmm. And that's not even going to childcare then, which can also is incredibly out of proportion to what you need
and
to pay.
And we're in a child care desert in many yep. areas of this state. There is just no child care available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. A subject that I would like to get more and more into and make sure that we are addressing as often as we can as far as child care in this country and the state and everything. Well, good stuff, guys. Thank you for that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get into the very... I apologize, everybody. We have another big, serious topic to get into when we come back. Being naked and locking yourself outside. That's serious. That's serious.
Today it would
yeah.
be very
yeah.
serious.
Yeah,
actually, it really would, yes. Well, we'll have some fun with that one when we come back. Actually, it's a really silly topic. We'll get into that when we come back here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:50 on the clock. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you, and I'm going to get into one. Now, this we have, of course, our That Ain't Right stories that we've been doing back since Carl and I were doing the show together and everything. Every once in a while, we have That Ain't Right things, like That Ain't Right situations, not so much just that's all of this one. Maybe we're being too hard on people who innocently lock themselves out of their house naked. Someone online said that their 20-year-old friend accidentally locked himself outside naked, and he was arrested and fined $200 because a lady across the street called the cops and complained. So they polled the internet, and more than 1,500 people weighed in. 57% of people said that you should not be punished if you accidentally lock yourself outside in the buff. 21% said it depends on where you are, like if you're in an area with a school or something like that. 11% of people said you should be arrested, and 4% said it depends on the person. But wait, how would you accidentally lock yourself outside naked? Seems like a very long series of unfortunate events to lead to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like this could have been somebody who his, quote, friends locked him outside of his apartment and all this. So it wasn't really an accident. Now, our officers out there and everything, they deal with this all the time. They stop you for this thing or they come to you for this thing that you're doing wrong. But wait, I've got a human explanation. And that's great. And they'll hear you out and everything. Mm-hmm. But you still broke the law.
Right.
Like, the law doesn't care about your intent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's for attorneys and everything to figure out and a judge and all that stuff. As far mm-hmm. as this part of the game goes, my job is just to, hey, I see law, broken law, I arrest you. Or right. I fine you, or I give you a ticket or a warning or something like that. My job is not to get into the details of your life story.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it to I've done it to two officers before and everything. We've all done it before. You've got this crazy scenario, and oh God, what else could go wrong? And you turn around and there's, you know, officer so-and-so and everything. Like, yep. Oh, of course. And you try to explain, look, I'm not a bad guy. It's just this and this and this happened, and look, this is where I am, and, you, mm-hmm. and they're looking at you like, cool story, man, here's your ticket. Yep. Like, because it doesn't matter. Laws were not designed for this gray area of life or mm-hmm. anything like that. I don't the idea is this fair. Well, that's life, baby. I'm
life's
sorry.
Not
yeah,
fair.
I'm sorry. Anybody's been telling you that life is fair, that, well, welcome to 7 years old. Because yeah. I don't know. It's not cool. It sucks. I feel for the person, anybody in this situation. I've locked myself out of my house before.
Right.
I actually.
Were you naked?
No, thank God.
Okay.
No.
That's the question is how, you know, I can see getting locked out of your house. That happens to a lot of people, but naked?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think at a hotel, that's much more likely to happen. You forget a towel, and you go out to get a towel, see if they left your towels outside your front door. Door shuts behind you. You turn around, the door is shut. Come on, has to have happened to somebody else. Please tell me this has happened to at least one other person, please. Even if you're lying to me, and tell me that this has happened to you too.
I'm sure it has happened to somebody. Oh. Not me, but somebody.
Even worse, I was working at that hotel.
Oh, no.
So with a towel that was not built for me, way too small for me, I had to walk down the, like, not to that far, but I had to go down to the second floor and everything and go to my coworkers. So I had only been there for like 3 months. I'd only been there for a couple months, too, and explaining to them why this was happening. And then later on, explaining to my manager what I was doing in that room. Yeah, that was a whole other story, too. Yeah. But I digress. You don't want to hear that story. It's boring.
Well, and if it truly is the roommates that locked them out, if I were him, I'd get the roommates to pay the fine.
Yeah, that's
It was
true.
Their prank that caused the fine, and if they refused, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, we got a lot of litigation going on in our country, so.
Yeah, but you got to be able to afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants this. Nobody wants to be in this situation. Nobody wants to see this person. Obviously, I don't think jail time is something you need in this scenario or anything.
No.
But a fine might be needed just to, like, let all of society know we are not going to stand for this.
Right.
No more naked guys running around. No more. No. that is a lock. But no, we got to put our foot down on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Without a sock on it. Without.
Well, if they had the sock, they wouldn't be naked.
Yeah. Does that count? No. If you got socks on, does that, like, does that, no, it doesn't count. No, no. It doesn't. It
depends on where the socks are, James.
Hey, hey-oh. Red Hot Chili Peppers called. I'm trying to, so none of this, because this is the other thing, and I'm not saying at all that this doesn't happen to women. But when's the last time you heard of this happening mm-hmm. to a woman? But we've almost all heard of this happening to a guy.
Well, and part of it is society's expectations that, you know, women are shamed about their bodies, that we're not supposed to show our bodies. And then when we do, there's criticism about what we're wearing and how we're wearing it, where there's not necessarily all of that towards men.
So
not as often, at least.
Yeah.
So do you think that maybe the reason why we haven't seen or heard this story more with women than men is because women are just that much more, they're thinking of these things much more. You probably, I hope I'm not sounding bad here, but I would imagine if you're a woman, you probably don't have the luxury of not wondering, hey, oh, I forgot clothes. Like, you probably don't have that luxury.
Correct.
Like, whereas a guy, I can go outside with my shirt off anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and women.
That's some interesting perspective for somebody like me who has not known that. Does not. Wouldn't. I will carry that with me going forward. But I didn't know that. Think of that going into this.
And I'm not going to speak for all women because we just talked about how generalities can be false.
Yeah.
But I wonder if a lot of women are just so self-conscious about how their body looks because of constant image shaming and all of that, that these ideals that we, even in locker rooms, we tend to hide ourselves from each other.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, which is interesting because when I was in like football and in school and everything, the guys that seem to be the most proud of their body or have no problem sharing their body were the guys that you would think would not be that way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, too, where in that part of it, how much women on women crime comes into play and women hating on women and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're already self-conscious about your body and then you're around other women, that probably doesn't help things either.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a interesting kind of interesting topic right there. So I wanted to mention again, just a big shout out to everybody that helped us with the Civic Media $1 million advertising giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
We started our show with this just in case anybody wasn't around to hear this or anything. We got some bragging rights around here.
Yes, we do.
From the head of the mountain, our own owner, Sage. Strong showing from the Wisconsin Rapids team. WFHR, WIRI came in right behind Madison and Milwaukee, which is impressive given the relative population differences.
Mm-hmm.
Director's Cut stood out, which is a brand new show. Thank you for that. I appreciate mm-hmm. that to everybody
awesome.
Out there. Among the local shows, Rapids took the prize. Chad got several with the WASA applications, and Don and Bo also did a great job as well. And really, all of our local shows had mm-hmm. great representation, just not as good as ours.
All right.
And in terms of markets, it's Milwaukee, Madison, Rapids,
yes.
Richland Center, Fox Valley, WASA, and Emory Northwoods. So
yeah.
even ranking high when it comes to that. Just a big shout out to everybody that spread the word about this. Certainly all of you out there doing a great job. All of our local businesses out
mm-hmm.
there. Whether you've advertised with us or you're a future advertiser with us, we appreciate you so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 80 some years and, you know, looking like another 80 plus
yeah.
Around here at WFHR. And it's all thanks to this community and to the businesses out there over the years. Those that are still with us, those that are gone. So many amazing people, amazing businesses that have helped us. Mm-hmm. Continue to have our silly fun that we have on our shows here and all that stuff.
Yes, we're not here without them.
Mm-hmm. And do I want to remind you that you can get all of our stuff right there at civicmedia.us. That is our webpage. Go there. Say you miss a show, you want to catch the birthday and anniversary club, you want to hear the kitchens open from a couple weeks ago, you want to catch a morning magazine, anything. All of our stuff is podcasted right
mm-hmm.
there. All of our original content right there for you. We're also streaming 24/7 at civicmedia.us, or you can go to WFHR.com. Download the app as well.
Yes.
Take us with you everywhere. It's a great way to get us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're somebody, well, you know, my radio doesn't come in at this part of town, or the streaming service doesn't always work for me. Civic Media app is always working.
Or it's a great mm-hmm. way to seam your way from being in the car into the house before mm-hmm. you can get to the radio there.
That's good. That's really good. That's good to know about that. Little personal stuff there. That's good. Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.